Today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Beis, beginning of Perek Ketzad Mishtatfin, the eighth parak here in Maseches Erevin, and we're going to talk about the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch that comes up on the bottom here of Pei Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says that when somebody makes a Erev Tchumen, Ketzad Mishtatfin B'Tchumen, Meniach Ezachavis V'Omer Harei Zelachol B'nei Iri. If somebody makes an Erev Tchumen, you set the barrel, and you say, this is for, on behalf of all my city, L'chol Mishi Yilech L'Beis HaAvel L'Beis HaMishtah, anyone who wants to go to a Shiva house, to a wedding, V'chol Shekiba Olam Yibod Yom Mutter, and whoever accepted it, who knew about it, as the Gemara explains, on Friday, so then it's mutter to use it. Mishatech Shach, Aser. But if it was already after Shabbos started, then it's Aser, because you can't start it Mishatech Shach. So the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rav Asi. Amar Rav Asi, Katan ben Sheish Yotze Be'erev Imo. A six-year-old child, or a seven-year-old child, depending on what your pshat is. So around six, Yotze Be'erev Imo, can use the Erev of his mother. What does that mean? Rashi. Erva Imo La'atzma. The mother made an Erev. The mother took part in the Erev Tchum. Lo Zichsa Lo Be'erev. But she did not have specifically her son, her young chun, in mind. Molichto ima, the child is allowed to go with the mother. Dikigufa dummy, Rashi says, because he is like her guf. De mistama daita ale. Mistama, she had him in mind. De losagi le balavima, because he has to be with the mother. Right, he can't exist without the mother, kigufahu, and therefore, when the tchum is made for her, it's also made for him as well. It's not called an isser, right? We're not allowed to allow, that's a shaila, allowed to encourage aveiros to be done by children, allow a big shaila, the sugi at the end of Maseches Yevamos. But here it's not a problem. We assume automatically, katan is yotze be'erev imo. Asks Tosfos, but don't you need an erev only lidvar mitzvah, as we just said? In ma'arvin el lidvar mitzvah, the Gemara says, and that's why the Mishnah gives examples of beis ha'avel and beis ha'mishnah. So what kind of mitzvah is the child doing? Says Tosfos, afagav de'in ma'arvin el lidvar mitzvah, mikom makom, yotze katan be'erev imo. Even so, he could use the erev of the mother. Why? So Tosfos has two deos here. First deos is like what Rashi just said, and that is well, there's no choice. This is who he is. He has to be with the mother, and therefore ain breira. So that's why he's included. It must be kagufa automatic. Fine. Second day of Tosfos, inami b'kata nami ika mitzvah lechancho. By a katan is also a katan is involved in mitzvos because it's a mitzvah to be mechanechim, and therefore he is included in dvar mitzvah. What exactly is the kudus machlokes between these two days of Tosfos? What does it mean as a mitzvah to be mechanechim? So therefore he can be included as an object. Is he included as a subject? Let's see. So first of all, the mitzvah, the level of chiyuv of the mitzvah of chinuch seems to be a mitzvah d'rabbanan. If you look in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chafres, right, it's the only din d'oraisa, the only mitzvah d'oraisa that a child is involved in is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what the Meshech Chachma points out in Brachos in Vayera, Perek Yudches Pasuk Yutes 18:19. He says, "Chinuch mitzvah labanim b'mitzvah aseh lo nizkar, rak aseh d'limadtem es b'neichem hu b'talmud Torah." Talmud Torah is a din d'araisa to teach my 10-year-old son Torah. That's a fulfillment of the din d'araisa of Talmud Torah of limadtem mosam es b'neichem. But the mitzvah of chinuch seems to be d'rabanan in Chazal and in the Rishonim. There are asmachtas. There are hints to it in the Psukim. The Gemara in Chagiyah says, Yeira'eh kol zechurcha. That includes, for Olas Re'iya, includes a katan. The Gemara in Sukkah, as I was just referring to, kol ha'ezrach, Yesru basukos. That includes katan. Right? That's the Gemara in Daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis in Misecha Sukkah. The Gemara says, Omar mar kol l'rabos esaktanim. Kol includes katanim. I've atanan. It says, katanim ha'patr min ha'sukkah lokasha katan. That's talking about katan shigia lechinuch. He's included in the mitzvah. Kol ha'ezrach and lo yigia lechinuch. He's not katan shigia lechinuch. Midrabananu says the Gemara. Katan that magia lechinuch. It's only a mitzvah derabanan. So how can you say the pasuk is including a child, even yigia lechinuch, Answers the Gemara, Midrabanan, Vikras Nafi Alma. Midrabanan, the child is included in Midrabanan, Chinuch is Mitzvah Drabanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta. So Yerok is a Churchen, Chagiga Daftalit, Kol HaEzrach in Sukkah Chavches. The Rambam quotes another Makar, the Rambam in the end of Ma'achalos Asuros. What the Rambam discusses there, feeding food to a child, the Rambam says, Afal Pi, Perig Yuzayin Alacha Chavches. Aval Bishen Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrish as a Katan. Even though Bezdin is not Mitzuveh to be Mafrish, Mitzvah Al Aviv Lig Arbo Ulahafrisho. It's a mitzvah upon the father to rebuke the child and be Mafrish him from eating not kosher. Kedei Lachancho Bekdusha Uprisha. To be Mechanech him with sanctity. Kedusha and Prisha. Shenemar. Quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Chanoch Lenar Alpi Darko. That's the Rambam. The Meshech Chachma says, again, even though the Rambam quotes this pasuk, that's not the Iker pasuk. Why? What's the Iker pasuk? So far we have inclusions, right? Yeroya, Kala Ezrach. When the Meshech Chachma says the real source for the Mitzvah of Chinuch is the pasuk that the Meshech Chachma is commenting on there in Brachos. And that is where the Gemara, where the Torah says, why does did Hashem love Avram Avinu? Ki yadativ l'mana sheyitzav ez banav ez beis o'acharav. Because I know that he commanded his children after him about mitzvos, about chinuch. That's the pasuk. Umakar mitzvos chinuch, says the Meshech Chachma. Umakar mitzvos chinuch, but mitzvos asei makaro bazeh pasuk. May Avram Avinu, shetziv ezbana bekat ktana mala mitzvos. He commanded them. Kra dechanoch lanao pidarko, shehevi arambam besofil chasmacholos asuros, havimidivri kabbalah. Aval ha'ikar me Avraham. That's the Meshech Chachma. Vekan mashma daf labanos mitzvah la'av. Sounds like it's even the Banos, because it's Banav as Beso. What's Beso? What Beso is who? Ishto. Not in that context, Pasha's not. Good. So this is all background. Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher and Brachos, obviously, everything we've said up till now is correct, but he assumes it can't be a pure Durabanan. It's just a Mitzvah Durabanan, meaning Mida Raisa, I don't have to teach my kids anything. Mida Raisa, I can, you know, just send them to public school and not give them any education. Midrabanan, to give them a Jewish education. Of course not. Well, that puzzle by Avram Avinu. That's why Hashem loves Avram Avinu, because he did the mitzvah of chinuch. Or he says there are other hints to this. Right, the Mishnah in Makos and Navches talks about a father hitting a child. Again, not lamaisa bismanazeh, but in the days of old, and he's going to be pater from any punishment to Bezdin. What's he hitting him for? Pashtus beside the mitzvah of chinuch, and that's osik b'tzarchei mitzvah. Or the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam lists off, interestingly, in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam lists off all of those activities that are ma'akiv tshuva. Esrim ba'arba dvar ma'akiv nesha tshuva. 24 activities are ma'akiv. Arba'a mehen, and he has a whole list of groups. So the first list, the first group, Arba Mehen Avon Gadol. The first four, the Avon is great. V'ha Ose Echen Me'arbatan Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Maspik B'yado La'asos Shuva L'fi Godel Chet'o. Right, Hashem, one of the first four, if somebody violates, Hashem doesn't help you. He doesn't allow you even, maybe. Ein Maspik B'yado Ve'elu Heina Machti Es Harabim. Right, somebody who causes others to sin. Either cause them to sin or prevent them from doing a mitzvah, like Yerovim ben Nevat. Hamata chaveiro miderach tova l'derach ra. Gon meisis u'meidiach. Right, not only as general machti, but specifically be'avodah zarah. Meisis u'meidiach, number two. Number three, along with machti as harabim, and mata chaveiro l'derach ra, haroe b'no b'tar b'zra'a ve'ena mamache b'yado. If I see my child doing something wrong, going off the derech, and I don't try to prevent it from doing that. Obviously, ultimately, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether our efforts are successful. But if somebody sees it, Beinu Mamache, Hoel Ubino Birshuso, Ilu Michabo Hayaporish, Venimsa Kemachtioso. He will listen to me, I'm his father. And if he doesn't, if I don't do that, then it's ki'ilu amachti him. U'bichlal avonzeh kol she'efshar b'yadon l'mchos b'achirim, bein rabim, bein yechidim, b'lo michal yinechosan b'kishtonan. Number three. Number four, ha'omer echte v'ashuv. Somebody says, you know, I'm going to sin and then I'll do tshuva after that. U'bichlal zeh ha'omer echte v'yom ha'kipur mechaper. All of those are the first four. First four here in Perek Dalet. So you see from there, you can see that's Durabanan. It's Durabanan, and that's already a ma'akev in tshuva. Pashas, that is a idea da'oraisa. So what does that mean? So explains Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher. So all the details of chinuch, obviously, are d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan said on the ages, what age you have to do it, and which types of mitzvos, and details. But the idea, of course, is da'oraisa. Mi da'oraisa, mitzvah zu, he writes this in Minchas Asher, Vayera, Simen Chaf Aleph. Mitzvah zu, misur la'av l'chanech, l'fidaito v'amanaso. U'mitakanas chachamim yish geder barur misuyam. U'mugdar b'chiyev zeh. D'kechiyev ha'gadol mitzvahs da'oraisa, kachiyev ha'katam, mitzvahs d'rabbanim, yidin chinuch. And, you know, there are details about which mitzvah and when, right, that's the b'raisa in Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Membeis, that every age, right, different mitzvahs have different ages for chinuch. Katan ha'yadil ananeya, chayev belulav. L'hisatev, chayev betzitzis. Lishmar tfilin, aviv lokeach lo tfilin. Yodeh ladaber, aviv lomdo Torah. V'kriyashma, Torah tziva lanu. Yodeh lishmar gufo, v'chulu, and the v'raisa kedinyu. So different ages and stages for different mitzvahs. But for sure, the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah, is a concept d'araisa. It's a concept d'araisa. And maybe that's even shot in what some of the Rishonim that we'll see soon. And that's where he quotes the concept of Ratzon HaTorah, Ratzon HaShem, that even if something is not Mechuyev, you know, obviously, by reading between the lines of the Torah, that this is Ratzon HaShem. Good. There is a major Hakira that's discussed in the mitzvah of chinuch, and that is symbol Hakira that we have by Lifnei Iver and by Chatzi Shir, and that is Klali Prati. Do we say that the mitzvah of chinuch is a part of each and every mitzvah? I have the mitzvah of lulav, and part of my mitzvah of lulav is to teach my children to shake the lulav. I have the mitzvah of eating kosher, and part of that is making sure my children eat kosher. Is that how we look at it? Prati? Or do we say klali? All of chinuch is one big idea. And if it's chinuch in anything, aseis, los aseis, different aseis, it's klali, it's a mitzvah klalus. How do we look at the mitzvah of chinuch? So that might be some nafkamina relating to this. First of all, who is the mitzvah on? Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on, conceptually? Who is it on? So this is known as a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Brachos on Daf Memches. That's the sugya of Zimun, and the Gemara talks about that a person cannot be motzi a person has to have at least a kezayis in order to be motzi the rabbim in zimun. So Rashi there talks about, what do you mean? If you only ate a kezayis of dagon, so then you're only chayav d'rabbanan anyway. So how can you be motzi others? Because you're still called a mechuyev. Kivan, the mechuyev d'rabbanan, mechuyev b'davar karina be motzi a rabbi d'chavasan. That's Rashi. Ask Rashi. So what about a katan? A katan is also chayev midrabanan. So why don't we say a katan can be motzi acherim? Halo amar hachi, hahu afilu midrabanan lo machayev. No, katan is not chayev at all. He's not a mechuyev bedavar at all. Not even midrabanan. Da alei da avuahu the rami lechanuche. Because really, it's his father's chayev to be mechanech him. It's not the son at all. It's the father. So the child is just a hechitimsi. It's just like the makabel of the mitzvah of chinuch, but it's not on himself, which sounds, that's pashtus, that's what we would have said. But a child is a la barda, so a child is chayiv, so that's why Rashi says what he says, he's not mechuyev at all, so he's worse than any other chayiv d'rabbana, because it's not even him. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos quotes Rashi, going over to the second side, to Memchas on the base, v'kashe l'pirusho, mikom makom, kivon she'enu min ha'torah, enu motzi acherim she'en mechuyevim. Still, on the pshat of Rashi, if somebody's chayiv only drabana, and if you only ate a kezayis, then he shouldn't be chayiv at all. The Oda, then he says, dochik lomar, bekaten shiigia lechinach kari eina mechuyiv midrabanan. It's hard to say that a child is not looked at all as mechuyiv. What would Tosfos have to say? Not a chayiv as similar to a gadol's chayiv, that he has to do it, and if not, he's going to be held responsible and he's going to get punished. But in terms of conceptual analysis and definitions, he is a mechuyiv badavar. He is someone who is within the parsha. His maisim are recognized. His maisim are recognized. Even though he's not a full bar das, his maisim are recognized. There are other contexts where maisim are recognized of a katan, maybe a maisa aveira, maybe in terms of Karan Pesach. There are others. But again, this is a chakira Rashi Tosfos. But maybe part of it is whether you look at Klali Prati. Maybe if you say, according to Rashi, it is mechuyev and part of each and every mitzvah, but the child is not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. So how can you say it's a din prati in each and every mitzvah? So if you put it in the Rashi, it's a din klali I'm sorry, it's a din, according to Rashi, it's a din prati, and that's why it's on the father. Because the father is mechuyev in all these mitzvos, and part of those mitzvos is to help be mechanech his children. But Tosfos says it's on the child. It's on the child, every specific mitzvah. So it could be, but it could also be, according to Tosfos, that it's more of a din klali. A child is not mechuyev in any specific mitzvah, but in general, to get ready for doing mitzvos, and therefore it is included. Number one. Number two, major machlokas rishonim. Does the child have to do the mitzvah in the same exact way as the gadol? Right? Do we say, could you give him, could you do it in a fake way, only that he thinks he's doing the mitzvah? So this is the sugi in Sukkah and Daf Beis, where on Beis and Beis, the Gemara quotes the story of Hilni Amalka. The Gemara says, Hilni Amalka made sure her sons were sitting in the Sukkah. Maisa Hilni Amalka balud, shaisa sukasa gavoa meyashrim ama, vayuzakenim echazim yotzim lasham, v'lo amru lo davar. And they said, but it was higher than 20 amos. Isn't that a right to Rabbi Yehuda over there? The Gemara says, no. Misham raya ishai so paterim in a sukkah. He amarlan, he says, she had sheva banim. Right? She had seven sons. And kol masel oasel al pi chachamim. So what do you mean? Didn't they have to do the mitzvah of sukkah? Says the Ritva, what do you see from there? What do you see from that give and take? That a child has to do the mitzvah in the same way. Because after all, what is the Gemara proving by Hilni Amalka's children? Says the Ritva, Mehasha Minan, Tekakhtan Shemachanchen Osoba Mitzvos, Lasos L'mitzvah, Behechsher Gamor Kagadol. Tamaisi Raya, Beshmaitzim, Misukha Shahoni, Kedlosagi, Delekabanechachi Gilachinuch. One of them, he Gilachinuch to buy Sukham Aliasa. And Mikra Mali Dibir Akasav, Chanoch Lanar Pidarko. So he quotes the pasuk that the Rambam quotes at the end of Machal Asasuros. So that's the Ritva. Yes, you have to do it in that way. But if you look in the Mordechai Imesecha Sukkah, Tav Shin Nuntes, what is he talking about there? This is the question of how to get your child the Dalan Minim on the first day of Sukkot. You don't want to give it to him, because even if you hold like the day is that he could be Kone, but he can't be Machane it back to you. So what do you do for Lachem? So the Ravon says, hold it with him. Give it to him and hold it with him. It didn't leave your hand totally, so therefore it's not his, and therefore it's not a problem of your having your lulav. But what do you see from there? What do you mean? You could hold it with him, so that's not lachem. That's not lachem for the child, and yet it's okay. So the Mefarshim explained that this is a machlokas we shown him. It is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Nun Ches. Tav Reish Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch quotes these deos of the Rishonim. Lo yitenu b'yam rishon l'katan kodem shiatzava. Don't give it to the katan before you yotze, because the katan can be kone and it cannot be maka. V'nimsim mechziru lo yina mochzar. V'yesh misha omer, shimigi alona sapeutos mutter. Some say, once he gets to 12 years old, he can be makna back to you. Okay? That's not our issue. V'im tofes imatinok, Kima shalo yatsa miyado shaper dami. By quoting from the Mordechai, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, you know, the different deos here, whether a katan can be yotze even without doing it with all the same rules. Again, different context. One is about Shaul, one's about Sukkah L'mal Me'asar Amah. There might be differences between them. But maybe this is the issue. If it's part and parcel of every mitzvah, if it's prati, then you have to do it the same way. If it's a mitzvah klalis, then maybe you wouldn't have. Number three, children, Ketanim could be, the Rambam sounds like in Sefer Hilchos Brachos, that Ketanim could be Mezamnin La'atzman. Perakei Halacha Zayin, Mezamnin La'atzman. They could have their own Zimun, Ketanim. And the Kesef Mishnah says, no, maybe Nashim can, maybe Avadim, but not Ketanim. But Tam Shal Iskir Abraisa Ketanim, Mezamnin La'atzman, Visha Ketanim, Einam Chayavim, Bishum Mitzvah, Ela Alavien Muta Lachancham, Vikivachu Chevras Ketanim, Einam, Mitzvim Bezimun. So again, if you say that they're obligated, it's prati, then they are obligated in the mitzvah. And therefore they will be able to. But the Kesef Mishnah says, no, it's a general mitzvah, you might say, not even upon them maybe, right? Or a similar discussion, could they be mitztaref l'zimun? Could they be mitztaref l'zimun? So again, that's the Rambam, katan hayodeh l'mimavarchin mizamnin alav. A katan who knows, has some kind of understanding. The alveshu keben sheva keben shmona, mitztaref. Bain Laminyan Shlosha Bain Laminyan Asara Lazamin Allah. The Rambam says you could use a katan who knows what's going on for 3 or for 10. Right? And the other Rishonim say not. This is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Machalvus Machaber and the Ramah. Kuf Tzadi Tes Yud. Tosva says no. But Kuf Tzadi Tes Yud, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, Din Mitzarfan Oso Klau, Acha Yeh Ben Shlosh Esrei Shana. No, until he's 13. So again, if the more he's If it's prati, part of the mitzvah, then maybe that's why the Rambam says he can be included. Bali Tosfos say no. What about the mother? Now this gets back to our Gemara. Is it only the father or the mother? So this is two deos in the Tosfos Yeshanim, in Yuma, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes the Ri says, no, of course not. Pchinach lo shayach ela ba'av, avo ba'adam acher lo. Alright, what about Hilni Amalka? Isn't that a mother? Either there was a father there, or she was doing it le mitzvah ba'alma, but it wasn't specifically because she had to. But the Yireim quoted in that Tosfos, the Trumas Hadeshen has a suffix about this. Where's the Trumas Hadeshen? You see the Gilyan Hashas on our Tosfos quotes that Trumas Hadeshen. Right, Simin Sadi Dallas. So it's a suffix about the mother. But maybe you could say that if it's on the father, so then, if the mitzvah is only on the father, maybe because part and parcel of every mitzvah, some of these mitzvahs, the woman is not even obligated in. So you can't say it's part of her mitzvah, if she's not mechuyev, but if it's a din klali, so maybe even the mother is included. Maybe our Tosfos sounds like Ika Mitzvah Lachancha. We're talking about a mother in our Gemara. Remember, our Gemara is about Katan Ben Sheish Yosef Be'eriv Imo. So if you think about our Tosfos, maybe our Tosfos is arguing about 2 days about whether the mother is mechuyev or not. Right, that's the first day I would say not. That's why the Tosfos has to get the other answer of it's Ein Breira. Or you might say the question is, like Rashi and Tosfos, these two deos. Is it on the child? Is it on the mother? Maybe you need it to be on the child in order to be considered Lidvar Mitzvah for him to be included in the Eiriv Tchum. And those are the 2 days of the Tosfos. Either way, there's a lot to talk about in the Mitzvah of Chinuch. We'll have to leave it for now. There's a lot of hashkafa, that different mitzvahs bringing them to shul. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in the Ramah and Simon, Shin Mem Gimel and Aruchayim, but we'll have to stop here.